So for the iPhone, the Mail app, I will often, like pretty much daily, get these messages that pop in that say, no sender, no subject, and they're dated 12/31/1916. I actually heard somebody else had had a similar type thing. And you know, you might have five of these messages straight in a row, and you just have to flick past them to get to your real messages. So has anyone else ever had that problem? And more importantly, if you have, how did you fix it?
I looked it up on the internet. I don't think it has anything to do with voiceover. I think they actually show up for everyone. I think the 1969 is like, zero elapsed time since some date in Unix. So I think it's probably a bug in iOS or the mail server.
I would try resetting network settings just for the hell of it. That fixes a lot of things. Yeah, you go into, it will change your Wi-Fi, so you do have to know your Wi-Fi passwords. It's a combination of wiping out the Wi-Fi settings and it reboots the phone. They recommend doing this before you do a major update, particularly. It does seem to fix, you know, people that were having battery problems and different things. I'm just going by the VI phone list, and it does seem to fix a lot of odd things.
And in reset network settings, you find that in the settings?
Yeah, this is reset network settings.
Yeah, so it's settings, general, and it's way at the bottom.
It's like one step below reset to factory settings, but so it doesn't affect your data or anything except for the Wi-Fi, you know, passwords.
I have an AT&T MiFi device, which incidentally I got as part of the Ira for the Ira glasses, and it has a micro USB port for charging it, and I'm finding it appears like it only wants to charge, I'm not sure, just with its cable or its power adapter, but I'm wondering what there could be proprietary about the cable in the MiFi box or the power adapter, because I would think you could plug it in as long as it has enough wattage to any micro USB charger. I had plugged it in a couple times at work and it didn't charge at all, and then last night finally I got the specific adapter and cord out of the box, and now it looks like it fully charged.
Well, I know that the cable matters because I have a Mophie, one of those power banks that you put your phone inside of, and it will not charge on some of the micro cables that I have, but it definitely charges on a couple of thicker ones. I don't know if they have more conductors or what, but so I know the cable can make a difference. I don't know about the charger.
I have this typical iPhone headset with the three buttons, and lately I've been getting, when I plug that in and listen with it, I just all of a sudden Siri comes on or music starts playing or things like that. And I was wondering if anybody has had that, and if this is this a defection in the headphone or what? I've read on Google that people have had this problem.
What iPhone are you using, Maria?
SE. But I have had it on the 5 as well.
And does it do the same thing on the 5?
No, I mean the 5 that was earlier and it went away. But this one doesn't seem to go away. And it's definitely has to do with the headphone, because if I use a different headphone that doesn't have a microphone, then it doesn't happen.
Is this just like the generic earbuds that come with the iPhone?
Yes.
Maria, this happens on multiple pairs of earbuds or just one set of earbuds you have?
I only have this one with the micro, with the buttons.
I would see if you borrow a set from someone, just see if it happens. It got almost sounds like you have a bad micro switch inside that little
I would consider seeing if Apple would replace them. It might solve the problem.
I have not had any direct experience with the little adapter that comes with the iPhone 7 for headsets, but somebody told me that there are a lot of them you can buy online, but most of them do not accommodate the microphone in the headset. Does anybody know anything about that?
Could somebody tell me how to copy and paste a picture into a PowerPoint?
Depends if it's if it's a picture on your computer versus like getting it online, so forget about the online. But so if you have a picture sitting in your documents folder, your pictures folder, you would first in PowerPoint, you tab to the object placeholder where you're going to put the picture. So that's where you want your cursor to be. Then you'd open up the ribbons and right arrow once to insert, then you tab down to insert, I think of the word is picture, but it's Alt-N for the insert tab, and then P, and you hit enter on that, and that opens an insert picture dialog box, and you'd shift tab back and you'd go find your picture and hit enter on it, and then that would insert it. That's how you do that. You don't have the alt text for it yet, that's a whole different can of worms putting the alt text in, but that's how you would insert a picture that's on your computer.
If I wanted to get a picture from online, how would I do that?
Well, there you, where I said to tab to the, you know, alt insert picture, you tab one more time where it says online and hit enter on that. The problem is, as far as I can figure, that in PowerPoint 2013 and 2016, not 2010, but 2013, 2016, it's not accessible to do it.
For this laptop I'm using now is 2010.
When you hit, then it's not online pictures, it says, what it says, clip art. You hit enter on that, and that puts you in a search box where you can like search for a type of picture you want, cats or something like that. And then, you know, tab to a list, and there'll be a whole list of pictures of cats, and you can insert it that way.
Would anybody mind having a conversation with me about PowerPoint with JAWS and just go over with me briefly how to create a PowerPoint?
A few years ago, Hadley, their accessibility podcast, they did 2 one-hour sessions on how to create a PowerPoint with JAWS. I can send you like a Dropbox link to those afterwards.
I just want to say, David, that would be much appreciated.
I tried to purchase that KNFB app for Windows 10, and I never purchased anything on the Windows Store. I tried and tried, and I was able to set up a PayPal account, but to actually buy the app, I couldn't do it. I spent a lot of time doing it. I finally called up Microsoft Accessibility, and the guy tandemed with me, and we did it together. And he was saying that, like, the buy button or certain buttons, JAWS was not reading that. I'm just wondering if anybody there has successfully purchased apps on the Windows Store and that I'm missing something.
Try NVDA or something.
I remember last month somebody asked a question. Their battery was draining on their iPhone a lot, or iPad, where I think we sort of said, well, maybe your iPad is too old. But anyway, a week or two later, suddenly my iPhone battery started draining like crazy, like at least twice as fast as it normally drains, you know, because I normally leave the house around 7 in the morning, I get home around 5:30, and on a normal day I'll have 30-40% of my battery still left, and I wasn't going to make it home. It was that bad. Anyway, I went into settings, battery, and it's sort of neat. They have a whole list there of how much all the different apps are draining your battery, but I found out that one app that I never even opened, it's a coupons app or something, but I must have allowed it to, like, you know, check my location or anything, was taking 54% of the battery when the next closest one was 10 or 11%. I deleted that app that I never use, and my phone instantly went back to normal.
The screen curtain doesn't really save battery unless you also set the brightness to 0 or something like that.